Welcome back to IELTS Review, and this is the podcast dedicated to people who would like to self-study for the IELTS exam. If you're new here, my name is Rian and I am an IELTS teacher. I have been teaching IELTS for almost 7 years now, and I am very confident that everything I share on this podcast is very helpful for everybody. The reason why I created this podcast is that I want to share, and I also want to make your IELTS journey a little bit less challenging than it is right now. So if you like my podcast, don't forget to give me a like and also follow me on social media. I am on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook at IELTS with Huyen. So before we start this episode, I would like to share with you good news. So as you know, we can now take IELTS on the computer and on a paper, but you don't find a lot of materials for computer-based exam, and you don't find anywhere on the internet that you can actually practice the real exam on computer. That is why I was struggling, because I didn't have any platforms for my students to practice. So I thought to myself, oh, why shouldn't I create a website for myself and for my students? And I did. In the past few weeks, I was spending a lot of time and resources on creating this website for my students, and I decided to make it for free for everybody. So now you can go on the website to practice for the computer-based IELTS exam for free as long as you have an account. So the website is called practice9.co. You only need an account to get access to all the practice materials, okay? So everything is for free, and I would try my best to frequently update this website as well as the materials to make sure that you have plenty of practice tests and get so well prepared before you take the exam. Give it a try and let me know if you like it. And don't forget to share with your friends too. Now, let's get back to our episode today. In today's episode, I am going to react to an IELTS speaking test that is available on YouTube. Now, this episode will start a series on IELTS with Huyen the podcast, in which I will react to different IELTS speaking tests that are available on the internet. And I think that this is very beneficial for you because learning from other people is one of the best ways to learn. You not only learn their rights, but you can also learn their wrongs, right? So in the episode, I will point out what the candidate does very well and the mistakes that they are making. I will also give suggestions on how to improve the band score. So I will start today with a quite low band score, which is 5.5. And I think that a lot of people are struggling to get to 6. If you like this episode again, don't forget to give me a like and share with your friends if you like it. Let's start.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's get it on. From here starts the speaking test. This is the speaking mock test of the International English Language Testing System taking place in Ras IELTS Academy. The candidate is Fardin Walizadeh. The candidate number is 01413278. The examiner is Joseph, examiner number 443533. Good afternoon. My name is Joseph. Would you please tell me your full name?
My name is Fardin Walizadeh.
And what can I call you?
Walizadeh.
Walizadeh. All right. Can I see your identification?
Yes, sure.
Thanks. That's fine. Thank you. All right. In the first part of the exam, I will ask you some personal questions. First, I'd like to ask you about your education. What do you study?
I studied in Afghanistan, especially in, I graduated from school in 2019, and now I'm used to study English for 1 or 2 months.
So as you can see here, the question is about what the candidate is studying, but he does not give a direct answer. He does not give the answer at all. So basically, he talks about where he studied and when he graduated, not what he studied. And that is one of the biggest mistakes in IELTS speaking. You should be on point and you should be directly to the point. You should answer the questions before saying anything else, right? So my biggest advice for everybody is that when you get a question, directly answer the question. Don't beat around the bush. Don't give the examiner any chance to be confused, any chance to think that you don't understand the questions. Also, there is a basic grammar mistake here where he says that I used to study English for 3 months or 2 months, right? So that is a basic grammar mistake. He is losing a lot of points here. You should know that in IELTS speaking, the questions will go from easiest to hardest. Basically, the first question is always the easiest question that you can answer. Make sure that you give good impression to the examiner. Make sure that you tell people that you tell the examiner that, okay, I understand it very well and I have enough English to go through the basic English. Okay? So if you are kind of making a lot of mistakes in the first question and not answering the questions very well, you are losing a lot of points because this is the easiest question that you can get in the IELTS exam, IELTS speaking exam.
All right. Is there something that helps you to study efficiently?
Yes, for sure. Somehow, for example, studying with videos, seeing the videos, and watching the movies, that can help me to study.
If you notice, he says that he learned English through the videos, the movies, and this is one of the biggest grammar mistakes that I have seen in people, because you use the when you talk about something that is obvious, that is known to both the listener and the speaker. So in this case, the usage of the is not accurate. So he's making mistakes here. However, this is not a basic mistake. It is kind of advanced, but still it is a mistake. That is why he's losing some points over here too.
What is more essential for you, lectures or friends?
Friends, because everything that I learn from my friends, it's beautiful for me that when they are talking with me and we discuss about something, it's very important and for me.
With this answer, he shows two problems. The first problem is that he's kind of circling around the answers. Basically, he is repeating whatever he has said. So in the beginning of the answer, he says that whatever he learns from his friends is beautiful. And then he went on talking about something which is not very clear, and he doesn't explain why it is beautiful, why it is important. And he ends the answer with, it is important. So as you can see, you can always circle the answer. You can always repeat what you have said in the answer from the beginning to end the answer. However, you should not use the same words, and in the middle, you should explain a little bit. So this answer doesn't make a lot of sense because the candidate only says one thing. It is beautiful. It is important. And he doesn't explain. He doesn't go into detail why it is beautiful and why it is important. The second problem that he has here is that he keeps using generic words such as something. Now, what is this something? You don't know, right? Because something is a word that is not very clear in terms of meaning. Something can mean a lot of things, right? So in IELTS speaking, you should go into detail and you should give the word something a meaning based on the topic. So in this case, it is something that he learns from his friends, right? But he doesn't show that and he doesn't say what that something is. And this is kind of common in this kind of band score because people with this kind of band score, 5.5, usually don't have enough English to express what they want to say. So instead of saying the words that is particular about this topic, they tend to use something, that thing, everything like that. So the usage of generic words can be very detrimental for your IELTS speaking. I would strongly suggest you minimize using this kind of words. Okay, so try to specify the word something and everything in your answer. That would make it easier for the examiner to understand your level of English.
Now let's move on to talk about parks. Are parks important for a city?
For a city, somehow, because some people love to be alone or some people love to have a lot of children's family they love to be has a family chiller park near their home and has a.
Mm-hmm. I have two comments on this part. So the first part is for the candidate. Now the candidate actually doesn't say anything relating to parks. He explains that some people like to be alone, some people like to be around other people, around children, but it has nothing to do with the parks, right? I understand that he tries to make the examiner understand that, okay, parks are often full of people, and if people like to be around other people, they should like to go to the park, but it's not clear in his answer. So this is, I think, also one of the, like, I don't know what, one of the biggest mistakes that I think that people could make. People tend to imply to challenge the other person to understand what they're trying to say. Now, you have to understand that this is an English exam, and the examiner's job is to listen to what you say and to give a score. His job is not to understand what you're trying to imply. Now, you are trying to say that, okay, parks are where there are a lot of people and there are children. So if you like to be around children, you should go to the park. You should like go to the park. But this is not what the candidate says. He says that, okay, some people like to be alone. Some people like to be around other people. So what? Right? So this is not very clear. His answer is not clear. He's trying to say something, but it's not on point. It is actually making the examiner kind of impatient, okay? That is the reason why he cuts the candidate off in the middle of his answer. And this is what you should expect from the real examiner. And I think this is my second comment on this part. I think this teacher and examiner is very experienced. And if you are taking classes with him, I think you are in good hands now, because he politely stops the candidate from continue beating around the bush and moves on to the next question. I think it's just very nice. And this is what you should expect in the real exam. If you beat around the bush a lot and the examiner becomes impatient, he or she will cut you off and will move on to the next question. Now, the act of cutting off somebody and moving on to the next question has two meanings. The first meaning is, okay, you have been beating around the bush so much and you are not on point, and I know that you are not going to give me a lot of detail, so I'm just going to cut you off. I'm going to move on to the next question, test your ability to use English. But the second meaning is that, okay, I have heard enough. I have seen enough of your potential. Now let's move on to the next question where I can test your English better. So try your best to not beat around the bush. But if you still get cut off by the examiner, don't worry. He might be very happy with your answer already, and he wants to test you a little bit more. Okay, let's continue.
Are there many public parks or gardens in your country?
Gardens, especially.
Well, this is a very, very short answer, and I don't recommend that. Why? Because you don't show anything when you give short answers. Every answer, even in part one of IELTS speaking exam, should be elaborated a little bit, okay? Not too long, but not too short. You should give the examiner some impression that you can elaborate on a certain topic, because when you don't say much in your answer, you might be giving a signal saying that I don't have enough vocabulary and I don't have enough grammar or English to say what I want to say. If you are struggling with this topic, for example, you don't know anything about parks or gardens, just say that you don't know much and this is not the topic of your interests, instead of just giving a very short answer or keeping silent.
Would you prefer to walk in a personal garden or a public garden?
I love to walk in personal garden. You can be comfortable.
So you can see that this is, again, a short answer, even though it's a little longer than the previous answer. He actually gives an explanation, however, it's quite short and it's very generic. And he makes a pronunciation mistake here, which is comfortable, right? This is a very, very common mispronounced word. It's comfortable, not comfortable, right? But I don't think this mispronounced word leads to misunderstanding. It is still comprehensible, and I don't think it's affect his answer.
Now let's move on to talk about street markets. When was the last time you went to a street market?
I have never went there.
Again, this is a very short answer and it is wrong in terms of grammar. I have never went to, even though we can clearly see that he's trying to use advanced grammar as in present perfect here, but it is wrong. Now, instead of using something high level but wrong, you can use something lower in terms of level but correctly and naturally. For example, if he is not so sure what to use in this case, he can say, I don't remember the last time I went to a street market. Okay, so instead of saying I have never went to, which is completely wrong, right? I have never gone to, I have never been to. Okay, in this case, I have never been to is the correct answer.
What do people usually buy on the street market?
It depends to the personality of a person, what they need and what they want for their family. For example, they have a different culture. They love to buy different things from there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very nice answer, in my opinion, because he gives the answer in the explanation very clearly. However, he makes a little bit of lexical mistake here, but he says it depends too. So the correct term is depend on. Okay, it depends on the people, right? But I think this is a good answer. And we can also learn from that. The first sentence should be the answer to the question, which is it depends on the people. And then he continues explaining why it depends on people, because the people have different cultures and different tastes, etc. This is a nice answer, in my opinion.
Would you like to go to the street market in a foreign country and why?
Yeah, sure, because I love to see different things around the world, around the other countries, especially their culture, the different things that they have, and has a big difference with our culture, and that's why I love to.
I think this is another good answer, and I think he's catching up with the speed as well as the level of the IELTS exam, and, you know, he's getting better.
All right, this is the end of part one. In part two, I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. And you can make notes if you wish.
Yes, sure.
But don't worry if I stopped you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The topic is, talk about a singer or a music band that you listen to frequently. Here's your cue card.
Thank you.
Here's your pen.
Thank you.
And your 1 minute preparation time starts now. Okay, your 1 minute preparation time is over. You can speak now.
And the first time that I heard about a band by the name of Afghan band, they were they are rock players. They are playing soft music, or for example, they are playing different kind of music. And their leader was Muhammad, but I think it nowadays it someone other else. Leading them, and they are playing. It's a famous band in our country, and we love them and their song. They sing different, they play different music, and it is. I think it makes someone to be relaxed when you hear about them. The first time that I was heard their song. I was 40 or 30 years old, and I heard about them. Then I heard about them, their music, I became their fan, and when I hear about their song, I try to sing with them, and it's make me very be relaxed and comfortable, especially when you live, when you study hard or something else, or you when you do hard job. When after that, when you listen to that band, it makes you relax and be comfortable. And before I especially I love to hear their music before sleeping, because it makes me to be comfortable and be relaxed.
All right, you're
okay. So you can see it right clearly that he a lot in his answer in this speech. So it shows one thing, that when you compare his answers in the first part and this second part, you can see that he hesitates more in his speech when he is speaking at length. That is showing his true level. So when you are at around 5, 5.5, you will not be able to speak at length. That is why when part two comes, you tend to do a little bit less well than part one. And there's one more thing in his answer. I can see that he is going around with the same idea that when he listens to this band, he feels relaxed and comfortable. That's it. So there is basically no other ideas, no other details of the band. In the cue card, you can see that there are bullet points. Your job is to cover all the bullet points in 2 minutes. There are also a lot of grammar mistakes here, because the longer you speak, the more mistakes you make. That's what I often believe in. And it is true in this case. The longer he speaks, the more mistakes he makes. That is why he's losing a lot of grammar points here. In terms of vocabulary, he's repeating a lot of words. I listen, I hear this band, comfortable, relaxed, okay, like that. And I think he understands that, he knows that, because you watch the video in the end, he was smiling a little bit. And I think he knows.
2 minute time is over. We can now move on to the third part. But before that, please hand me back the paper and the pen. Thank you. All right. We've been talking about a singer or a music band that you listen to frequently. And I'd now like to ask you some questions related to this. What kind of music is popular in your country?
Especially the music of like culture music. They use a lot, it's famous in our country, but in from foreign countries, our people don't love, they just love to hear about, they are sing from, and they sing with the songs they loved, and it has a difference with the language, and they love, for example, they love the guitar in our country, playing guitar, people who play guitar, it's, they loved a lot.
Again, this answer gives the same vibe as part one, because he is kind of going around the idea of different, meaning that different people like different kinds of music, but he does not deliver the message very clearly here. And I do not think that it's going to go anywhere if he continues speaking. But what I can tell here is that he is more relaxed towards the end of the test. And I think that it helps him a little bit more in terms of expressing what he wants to say. However, his English is limited and he cannot use the English that he knows to express everything that he has in mind. So it's the reason why he got just 5.5 in my opinion. So the test continues a little bit more with a few more questions, but I think that it is enough for us to actually understand his level at the moment. If you see yourself in this candidate, most probably you will get 5.5. You take the exam right now. And if you want a higher score, you should practice a little bit more. So in general, I think the candidate understands fully what the examiner is saying, and he doesn't hesitate at all when getting any questions. All of his answers are comprehensible in terms of pronunciation and basic meaning. However, sometimes it's kind of, you know, going around, and he's kind of circling around the answers, and he doesn't give a lot of ideas in his answers. I would say that I really, really admire this examiner and hats off to him for demonstrating exactly what it looks like to be in an actual exam. He sometimes feels like the candidate is just beating around the bush and taking a lot of time, which will lead to nowhere. So he politely and tactfully stops the candidate from speaking any further, and he moves on to the next question. This means that this teacher and examiner is very experienced, and if you are taking any classes with him, I think you are in good hands. And I agree with all the comments that he makes in this video. If you watch the video towards the end, you will see that he would give a few comments and the reasons why this candidate only got 5.5. And I agree with all the comments that he makes, as well as the overall score. I also agree that the mistake that this candidate makes are not difficult to correct, and he will get much better scores if he focuses on correcting these mistakes. So now I'm going to give a few comments as well as the grade that I think this candidate deserves based on the criteria that I use to assess speaking performances. So in terms of pronunciation, there are no major mispronounced words that can lead to misunderstanding, except for some common mispronounced words such as comfortable, because he repeatedly says comfortable. But I don't think that the mispronunciations lead to misunderstanding or making what he's saying incomprehensible. Okay, so everything he says is understandable and is comprehensible. And I think even though, you know, there are minor mistakes, but they do not lead to misunderstanding. So he does not lose a lot of points in terms of mispronunciation. Some words are pronounced not very clearly. So he tends to speak a little bit fast when it comes to words that he is not sure what it is pronounced, and it creates a little bit of confusion when you are listening to it. Sometimes if you don't focus on what he's saying, you may not understand what he's talking about. So that's the second comment. The third comment about pronunciation is about word stresses and sentence stresses. So as you can see that he does not focus on word stresses and sentence stresses. And throughout most parts of his answers and his performances, he tends to just go very low and very stable. He doesn't show a lot of emotions, and his intonation is kind of very stable, and he does not show exactly what he's trying to say, because in general, when you want to finish, for example, the answer, you tend to drop the tone a little bit, but he does not. And this is one of the biggest problems that he has. So when you listen to him, you don't feel like he's very enthusiastic about this speaking exam. He seems to be quite tired, and he seems to be a little bit bored, right? So my comment and my suggestion for you is to show the examiner that you are confident and you are enthusiastic about this exam. It gives good impression, basically. So I give him 6 as pronunciation. The next criterion is fluency. So as I said, some answers are too short, which is not very recommended in IELTS speaking exam. And he sometimes suddenly stops in the middle of the answers, and he shows the lack of comprehensible and related ideas towards the end of the answer. So he's trying to elaborate it, but he doesn't know how to, and he doesn't have ideas, or he doesn't have enough English to express what he has in mind. And he uses a lot of in part two, particularly, right, as I said. And the longer he speaks, the more incomprehensible his speech becomes. It shows that he does not have that kind of English to have longer speech. So you know that if you want to have 6 and above, your answers should be longer. And especially in part two, you need to be a little bit more comprehensible in terms of giving the answers. All the answers in the part three sounds disorganized and very random to me. For that, I give him 5 as fluency. The next criterion is grammatical range and accuracy. I give him 5 because there are quite a lot of mistakes in his answers. So he shows basic understanding of grammar, that is for sure. And he also shows the attempt to answer the question in correct tenses, aka same tenses in the question and same structures in the questions. However, he also shows some basic grammar mistakes, such as I am used to study English right from the first question, which is the easiest question of all. And towards the end of the test, he shows even more grammar mistakes at higher levels, such as I have never went to. So in my opinion, the more he speaks, the more grammar mistakes he makes. For that, I give him 5. In terms of lexical resource, which is basically vocabulary, I think he can comfortably use a small range of vocabulary, basic vocabulary, and he kind of repeats a lot of topical words. So when it comes to a topic, he keeps repeating the words that are related to this topic, and he doesn't expand the range of vocabulary when it comes to one certain topic. And I don't see any attempt to use synonyms of topical words and general words in his answers, which is a very, very low point here, because the more synonyms you use, the higher score you're going to get. So try your best to use more synonyms, okay? And he has a tendency to repeatedly use generic words such as something or thing like that. So it is recommended that you should not use generic words a lot. Okay, you should always try to specify generic words. And sometimes he uses wrong prepositions, such as it depends to, right? So that is my reaction to one video on YouTube, and I put the link to the video in the caption. You can easily watch it again if you would like to. And I also have an article on this video on my website, ielsvivian.com or practice9.co. You can check it out and let me know if you have any questions. Don't forget that I also have IELTS speaking mock tests so that you can be well prepared for your IELTS exam. In the meantime, you can always practice for free on practice9.co. You can also record your voice in the speaking part, and you can also track your progress later. For now, have fun learning, and I see you in other episodes. Bye.